Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas.
March. I can't hear him at all.
I hear me.
There we go.
I hear me. March 14th, I hear me. Don't worry. 2023. Can't believe it's March already and almost halfway through. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
What's happening?
What's up, man? You're hiding, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I see you.
This is the best one right here.
We're going to just turn it for just you.
No way. No, we had that.
Last week was definitely just him.
We had that train wreck last week, yes.
It opened up on the computer.
I'm like, what the hell is this, man? It's going to make everybody sick.
Hey. Going to make them.
This is perfect right here. Can see the two guys talking.
All right.
Well, I'm a ghost.
Justin.
You don't need to see me. You can see my hand.
He's a voice on the wall.
That's right.
All right.
What's also happening?
Oh, same old man. Enjoying the rain or what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't the rain know I work outside?
I know, right?
It wasn't rain. It was a sprinkle.
Yeah.
That kind of lasted all day.
In some parts, it was pouring.
I thought it was going to start tomorrow, not today.
Oh, man, I hope not.
I don't know. I didn't keep up on the weather, but hopefully not. And especially with wind, I don't like the wind. It wasn't too bad, though.
Yeah.
Of course, we have Mr. Justin Griffiths. How you doing?
How you doing, Michael?
So, how's your week? Testing you? It's only Tuesday, by the way.
That was Friday. We're good now.
Okay. This is a new week.
We hit a reset Saturday onto the racetrack.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good. A lot of racing to talk about, I guess, out at the LVMS.
I'm the only one that can talk about it, apparently.
Well, you'll be doing a lot of talking then.
Yep. Sure glad you came in to talk about it.
That's right.
I'm Michael Miller's fault.
That's right. 100%.
No doubt.
I'm glad he likes to take the blame for everything.
I feel like he really gets a choice.
Even if he don't take the blame, it's still his fault.
So
we don't care.
What divisions raced out at LVMS this past weekend?
Everything but the modifieds.
Oh, okay.
And Bandoleros.
Oh, no Bandoleros either. But Legends.
Yeah.
Oh,
Legends.
Interesting.
Sexy factory stocks. Super stocks, late models.
Junior lates.
I think that was it.
Now, I'm assuming that's because
Havasu.
$1,000 to win, 75 lap, 602 mod.
Which I give him credit. He even posted on Facebook, we're not running modified, so you guys can go down there.
Oh, he's working with someone.
I wasn't taking shots today.
I will have to make a phone call to see how that feels.
Right? Must feel nice.
Uh-huh. I will have to make a phone call.
Hey, we're not jabbing anyone. Well, that's cool. I didn't even think to look to see.
I get in trouble when I jab people.
How that race went. But I'm assuming same thing with the Bandoleros, since they had Bandoleros down there, but they also had the Micon Construction Legends.
So was it Legends up here?
Down. Well, yeah, you said, didn't you say Legends raced at Vegas?
Yeah.
But of course, if you're non-sanctioned INEX, I don't believe Havasu's sanctioned, so those are non-sanctioned Legends races down there, I believe. Not 100% sure, but I believe that's how it is. I didn't look to see what.
I talked about Aaron before the show, and now he's in here.
He must have heard you talking about him.
His ears were burning.
Trust me, Aaron, it wasn't good.
It's all easy.
The modified did race and had a sim.
Cool. What was, what kind of?
Eight.
Eight, oh, okay. They've been kind of hovering no matter where they go about, about eight or nine, huh?
Vegas' own Brian Williams won.
Oh, sweet.
The Bandoleros?
No, modified. Modified.
Okay.
Cool.
Jimmy Petrie finished fifth. Larry Gertzman sixth. Ben Williams seventh.
Whoa, whoa, hold on. You said Larry Gertzman?
Yes.
Gertzman actually
ran. He does every now and then.
Wow, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that. It's good to
I've seen him pop up every now and then.
Sweet. Well, that's good to hear. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're good. That was it.
That was it. Oh, we ended with Larry Gertzman. Of course, a local favorite down there in Havasu.
He was one of my favorites here in Vegas when he raised.
All the Gertzmans.
It's Chris, David, and Larry, right? Yep.
Well, it's good. I'm glad to see the Gertzmans still coming out racing sometimes.
On a non, I guess, a Vegas note, Tyler Rice won the ARCA race down there in Phoenix.
Oh, yes. Nice. Sweet.
Let's see. Pretty good race. I don't know if you guys watched that at all, but it was a pretty good race.
We don't have subscription to 87 different...
That was on normal TV. I actually watched it on Hulu Live, you have.
They have ARCA race on Hulu?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Michael needs to run out and get Hulu.
I need to use your sister's Hulu.
That's right.
Don't tell her.
I got a secret for you. Tell her granddaughter wants it, you'll get it. Trust me.
I'm going to tell her.
Don't tell her.
Smotherman, I think, finished sixth. I want to say Smotherman finished sixth in the ARCA race.
No.
Seven.
No.
He was up there.
No. He had problems with his car.
And who the hell am I thinking of?
But was it just one Reef brother?
No, they both raised.
Okay.
Continue to talk.
We're just going to watch you.
Yeah, we're just going to watch you.
Hey, Mom.
Speaking of them two brothers, I was reading somewhere that they joined a thing in ARCA that both the brothers have won an ARCA before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no way.
And I was reading it over the weekend.
I lied. It was Kyle Keller finished fifth.
Okay. All right.
At least another
Vegas guy.
I knew somebody in Vegas finished top five.
Yeah.
Then Bradley Erickson, who's back and forth. I believe he's from California. No, I think he's from Arizona. Erickson, he used to run out here in the junior late models too. And he finished third.
Isn't he, what's his car number, do you know?
It's 88 in the ARCA. I can't remember what he ran out here.
I thought, we've seen him up at...
He does travel quite a bit.
Yeah.
Frankie Muniz finished sixth, which if you don't know who Frankie Muniz is...
He actually raced in the ARCA?
Yeah.
No way.
It's Malcolm in the Middle.
I thought he raced like the formula type cars and stuff like that.
Then he went back to Irwindale and he'd been racing at Irwindale the last few years.
No, I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah, when we were out there for the trucks,
I heard that name was.
And then he was racing with Huddleston. He was racing a 55. It was a 50, 55, whatever the number was. And then he went to ARCA now.
Okay.
Huddleston also raced in the ARCA series this weekend and he finished ninth.
Hmm.
Tanner Rice finished 12th. Sean Hingarini, which is another, he came in and out of Vegas a few times, finished 16th. Jesse Love, another Vegas kid. Vegas was well represented.
Well, it's always cool to see them in the ARCA races because that's like the stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to start seeing these guys. Get into these other series.
Dylan beat me to that. He corrected me before I even looked it up.
Oh.
But Keller finished fifth. It's good to see all the Vegas kids. Like Dylan Capello, he's on the crew for Zane Smith. And Dylan's another, he ran modifieds and a couple other things here in Vegas. he's now like the main engineer on Zane Smith's Craftsman Truck Series truck now.
Oh, cool.
And the championship winning truck last year. So, and Zane Smith is another kid grew up here.
Oh, wow.
Racing here in Legend Cars.
Well, you start seeing a lot more guys out of Vegas. You know, what, like they said, you get the most out of Vegas than you do anywhere else in the West, out of the Vegas track. And who knows why, but it just happens. So you got your chance, Justin.
That's right.
I'm past my prime.
Hey. Frank asked Frankie Muniz when he started racing.
I didn't start racing at 7.
You can always start acting.
Mm-hmm. And then you can go get back into racing.
Hey, don't you do that anyways?
Mm-hmm.
I'm too busy with Blythe right now.
I'm too busy with Blythe.
you don't even know.
Yeah, you don't even know.
I can't go down there all week.
You don't even have a clue, trust me.
Hey, you still do the, don't you do the TikTok thing? You still do that?
He's on TikTok now, ain't he?
No.
Oh. Man, we could have been making some money.
Yeah, man.
I do have my TikTok, so I don't do much anymore.
You have a lot of, like, followers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They keep texting you, asking you where you're at.
Where's my guy?
Yes, always.
Where's my guy? I miss my guy.
On a side note, the car show at the Bullring was pretty badass. They actually had a good cars.
Really?
A lot of cars out there,
too.
Yeah,
a car show, too.
Any trucks?
Yeah. They had a couple of really nice old trucks.
Now, did they do it outside of the...
In the grass area.
Oh, okay.
So they had the band... They put the stage up right by the grass area, right behind the Chris Trickle Memorial thing and the Spencer Clark one. They put the stage right there, and it was the Little Country Band performed in a lot of cars, too. So
cool. Did they have a contest?
I don't know. I was only there for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I went back to the stockyard.
That's pretty cool.
Why are you giving me that look?
Was it a nostalgia night or
yes.
something? Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. That's cool. You know, they
it's all Michael Miller's fault.
As usual. You know, they used to have, a couple times anyways, they had like the car shows and truck show out there in the parking lot, but they stopped. I guess they couldn't make any money on it. I don't know. That's what I heard. You know, I'm not making this stuff up. That's just what I heard. I can't tell you from who, but...
Well, I can tell you, but...
Yeah, you probably know, but still.
That's okay. That's all right.
On a side note, I went on YouTube today and looked up old videos of the Bombers and the amount of freaking Bombers we had compared to now. I sent one to Dylan because Dylan was asking about Steven's car, the 129 Nick's old car. And I was like, I really don't remember when that car was last raced. I think it was like 2013. Last time I seen my car on a track other than the boat race car. And I sent him a video and you see us coming off on the track and it was like, it never stopped. I think we had like 25 cars that night. I was like, yeah, I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when Bombers were Bombers.
That's when they had rules.
That's before they were sexy.
That's right.
What year was that? What'd you say?
2013.
2000.
No. So
I
started racing in 2008. 2009.
2005.
Probably. Yeah. When did you start going? About
99?
Oh, when they
he started.
Did you go the first year or the second year they did the?
When we were the 7-Eleven Bullwing Bombers.
Yeah, first year, 2000.
Oh, yeah, because I was out there the first year. And I seen the 7-Eleven car. I just obviously didn't know it was you.
No, not this. I wasn't the 7-Eleven car. That was.
I remember
that was actually
Chris.
Built by. No, that car was actually built by Jim Bodell and Dane Alderman.
Oh, okay.
And then
so it was cheating back then.
Then the owner of the 7-Eleven, Bill bought it and turned it into the 7-Eleven car.
But just because Dane Alderman you think is cheating
for Jim Bodell?
For fame.
Hey, That's his own opinion, by the way, Thane.
Gary Wyatt Jr.
If you do want to find out more, go take a blast in the past. Go to the BomberNation.com website and check out the old posts. It's fun to read back through some of the old arguments and stuff like that.
I've got to bring arguments up on there.
Well, it's cool to see because, you know, that's nobody posts like, hey, it was a nice day today. Had a great race. That's why. So there's usually some kind of controversy on there that you can look back on, see what the thing was back in the day.
And most of them guys that are arguing probably talk to each other and go to each other's house for beer and barbecues and help each other.
So listen, there was one person that my brother threatened to pull out of the car by his head and do some bad things to.
Who is going to help him?
And now they're best friends and they go to their houses and stuff. And
who's going to help him?
So, needless to say, a lot of that drama was...
Well, it's funny how that works, you know, like when you're in...
The heat of the moment.
Especially back then when you have a platform to, you know...
Vent
on, right? And you don't have to face that person while you're venting, then it's easy to do that. So it's cool to see that, you know, like, hey, off the track and over time, you know, that... some relationships are built. So that's cool. But yeah, you go to the BomberNation.com website and click on the forum link. When you get there, you'll get to all the posts and stuff like that. And it's fun to read back. I once in a while used to go back and
rekindle the old drama.
I started laughing. Like, oh, I remember that guy. Or,
huh, a lot of those people. Like I was watching that video and Dylan said it was actually from 2011, the one I sent him. And half those guys you don't hear about anymore, like right. Nate Boss, Brett Empey from the Bombers, and like Wild Wade Pearson. I know where Wade is these days, but because right. His wife works at O'Reilly's that I go to all the time. So Jerry Pearson and all them. So
can we get discounts if we go there?
She likes me. I mean, she don't like another.
She's one of the few.
She doesn't like a family member of mine, but. Not a lot of people do.
Well, you tell us off the air, or I would get a racing discount. But, yeah, cool. I remember back in the day seeing the BomberNation.com. I thought that was the coolest thing to say. Somebody's promoting it out there and trying to get, you know, keep...
Maybe you shouldn't have figured out where they came from because now you're with him.
I didn't know. You know,
it was easier anyway, not to know
back then. But you know, when they first started, we had a Bomber. It was the old Monte Carlo the first year.
Site's been since 2003, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken,
I still remember that Torino run around the bullring.
I'll have to look into that.
You know, I don't remember if it was that Torino that you used to have in the. It was Charger back then, right?
No, the Charger car was a Mustang.
Yeah, oh, that was the 08,
right?
Right.
That's right, Mustang.
The 65.
Because I remember when...
I thought we came and saw it was the 08.
Nope, 65. All of my cars have been 65.
I didn't think it was your car at that moment.
And I don't remember the number, but of course Steve Burke had the only Ford I remember out there at the time because he was winning championships and stuff. And then didn't you build that after?
Yes.
And I remember it coming out, but not for very long.
Nope. In one race, okay. Actually.
Is it maybe that time? I remember seeing it, like, I don't remember how many times. It must have been one time, obviously.
It was a Mach 1.
Yep. And I was like, all right, cool. Somebody else built it. And then that was it.
Yep. It was a Mach 1 Mustang.
Cool. You didn't keep it?
No. I actually raced it once and broke my hand.
Yep, I remember that. So. And that was it, huh?
Yeah, that was it for that.
So why do you think more people at the time didn't build more Mustangs?
They were scared of them.
I mean, even rewind a little bit, there was in the street stock division, you had some Dodge Chargers and stuff like that. I can't remember the guy's name now that used to have those. He had a couple of them. He had
the Mopar car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was a green color.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the 7?
God, I can't remember.
Yeah, and then there was a blue one a lady used to drive. A girl used to drive that.
Wasn't it Becky Torberson?
No. Her husband used to run a super late model at the same time. She drove one of them same.
I'm drawing
blue
a blank.
A blue Dodge.
I'm drawing a blank on that dude's name. I can see the car too.
Yeah, I don't. If I heard his name, I'd know it instantly. But I don't know who it was. But she drove in the bombers, and he drove in the supers. Yeah.
Now, it's cool seeing the mix of different cars at time. When, of course, they were available at the junkyard and stuff still.
Yeah, they were way more available.
Yeah.
And if you find one now, it's $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Dollars,
right.
So
yeah.
It's not worth putting the money into making it a race car because they want too much for it as a street car.
If you find one, you want to sell it and make money on it.
Yeah. But like you said, back in the day, all them cars were available more than they are now.
Bill.
So, no.
Millie said, was it Bill?
No, it wasn't Bill.
Was it Rick? Rick Morales?
Yes. No, Rick Morales had the green car. Morales had the green car. And there was also a blue car.
Yeah.
And I want to say that blue car was 49, but I'm probably wrong on that.
I remember the Mopar car being like a 7 or something like that.
That was the green one.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
Morales.
Yes,
Rick Morales.
Was, yeah, I believe you're right.
But then there was a blue one out there as well. And a lady used to drive that one.
I remember, fuck, the Chargers. When Gary raced the Chargers, it was like Jerry Gentry, Brian Matzke.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple other guys. Your Darren.
Darren Rollins?
Yeah, Darren
Rollins.
Yeah.
Oprah Parry.
Yeah, Mario and
Phil.
Mario
and Phil. All of them back.
Mario and Phil and Oprah Parry started showing up. And Phil used to be dominating, of course. Like, oh, man, he's going to win again.
69. That does sound about right.
69.
It was, Dylan says it was the 69 car. Now that I remember.
Which car?
The Dodge. Because Rick drove a Dodge, and then there was the other one. I believe the girl was number 69.
It was a blue car.
Yes.
There's a blue. They were both the same car, but
yeah.
One was green and one was blue. Parts, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, like you said, back in the day, there was a mix of cars,
right.
Man.
It's all cool to see. Yeah. Yeah. Nowadays, you don't get that same mix in that division anymore.
Yeah.
Was it mostly
Camaros?
Yeah. You know, now.
I'll say, yeah, it's all Camaros because even Don Geary. But they just have a different front end on it.
Except for like when Kaiser comes out or something like
yeah.
that. It's, but almost the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
and Bill Paddock.
What's the Paddock have?
He has a Nova, I want to say.
Oh, is it a Nova also?
Yeah, but I think it's a Nova mixed with something else. I don't think. I think the nose on it's like a Monte, or the, like an 85 Monte Carlo. Mm. I want to say the body's a Nova. Which. And they're all Chevy.
Right. What happened to Court Connell? He don't race anymore?
I know
he had that modified.
I think he got the modified for a while, and I think he comes out every now and then with Jax and them, but I don't think he's raced in a couple of years because he bought the 9, that
right.
blue and orange modified.
Yep. The Ryan,
yeah, the Ryan Partridge car.
And then they got rid of that, and then that's it, huh? He hasn't raced that I know of since then. Which is too bad because it's good to see kind of that talent
no.
out there. And
no,
not
that, no, not that one, Michael.
That's what Tony has now, Tony Rieger.
Yeah.
That's Judy's old car is what Tony Rieger drives now.
Yeah. Well, this is way back before that.
Yeah.
Way back.
I was younger back then. I can't remember for the life of me.
I think way back then, Michael was still in diapers. Way back when.
Does Rieger, he don't race no more, huh?
No, he came out last year, one race, finished 7th, and it...
What kind of car is that?
That's a Cutlass, I want to say.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those have the long wheelbase.
Miller, we're talking back in like 07,
no,
05.
No, further back than
way,
that.
Yeah,
no.
Further back than that.
02, 03,
yeah,
04.
Probably, yeah, probably 01, 03-ish, 04.
Yeah, that was way back then.
I can see the car, but I can't.
Miller was still in diapers when we were back there in Nassau.
Miller, it was probably about the time your mom worked there.
Oh, it was right around that time, yes.
This is before McMorrin even started racing. Way back. It's cool to see McMorrin back out too, like especially in his late model.
McMorrin was in diapers. He was just taller.
Yeah, that's right. He was taller in diapers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I seen little Aaron. Little Aaron was standing in the stockyard, and when they red flagged it, when Anderson wrecked, McMorrin parked right in front of our stockyard spot, and little Aaron came running over to see his dad, and I was like, holy crap. Like, it's been like 5 years since I've seen that kid.
Kidding. He's not a kid.
He ain't no kid anymore. Kid got huge.
How fast, man, they grow, huh?
Like, you water them and they sprout.
I was 18 in 2005.
Yeah, I remember when Aaron had that kid. I was like, oh, man, his racing life's over.
Little Aaron went racing for a while, doing go-karts. And
karting,
from what I remember, he was really good at it. But
hey, you leave that kid alone. He's going to be my sponsor when he hits the NBA.
Right.
Kid's got talent. Yeah. I'll give him 100% on that. Kid's got talent.
That kid's going to be my sponsor. You leave him alone.
You know, it's good that you know his parents, especially Aaron, didn't force what he likes to do on his kid and let his kid kind of decide what sport
he's gonna
got
be
into.
He's going to be a three-point star, let me tell you.
He's tall.
It's hard not to push your kids. Like, I love racing, and it's hard not to push your kids towards it. But like I told Avery, I'm like, she don't want to race, but she wants cheerleading, and I let her cheer, and I still have fun. She still goes to the racetrack with me.
Right.
She still hangs out there, but.
And you never know, like, how they're going to change in the future, you know, and you got to let them.
My one, Lucas, the one twin, he's all about cars, and I said, I hope that continues, but
you never know, right?
And Ryder's just into everything.
He's still deciding.
He's deciding what he wants to do in 5 minutes.
Right.
Not 5 years.
He's got the attention span of his dad.
Leave that kid alone.
I wish I had half his energy, though.
You're right. No kidding. So you were able to go out to the races this past weekend at LVMS. Did you stay and get to watch more races this time than you did the last race?
I watched every race this time.
All right.
It wasn't freezing cold and windy and nasty. And
well, come on, it's always windy on a Vegas night.
It was still breezy, but it wasn't bad, and it was good racing all the way through the night.
And you said you went to the stockyard.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Is there a certain spot in the stockyard you like to go?
This time I bought it till the last minute. They put me in 12. And I didn't like it because there's the fence that you stand against, and then there's a fence going this way. And if you're standing in our spot, you kind of have to, like, if you're not tall enough, like, Michael would have been screwed. He would have had to look through two gates.
Yeah, on top of the hood.
Had to get on a step ladder, look over.
Like, Kilroy, I'll be
I like kind of being in the dead center, like 25, I think, is the spot. Dead center in the middle of the corner. So you kind of get a different view of it.
Is it first come, first serve, or you get to kind of say, hey, I want spot?
If you call early, like, I can call for the April 1st race and be like, hey, what spots are available? And they can tell you what spots are available. And like, I want that one.
And you
what date?
I said I could.
If you wanted to.
I mean, I could take a 3-hour drive or a 30-minute drive.
You have fun with that 3-hour drive. Just be careful.
Yeah. You're right.
I will drive a Honda Civic this time.
So that's cool. You get to kind of say, hey, if it's available, I want whatever, 25 or whatever spot that is.
So, yeah, that was the last time. The last I got one last year, I told the lady on the phone, I was like, if I can get, like, 25, that'd be great.
I should reserve 25?
It helps to know some people out there.
I'll call and reserve 25
the rest of the year.
On the 25th.
Yeah, the 25th. There you go.
I'll be busy on the 25th.
On March 25th. Oh, no, you'll be busy. I won't.
I know where I'll be on the 25th.
Well, that's cool. I hope to see where you're going to be at on the 25th.
I'll be with you guys.
In 25.
That's like next week.
Yes, it is.
The fair is this weekend, right?
Yes.
And then the following weekend is Vegas.
Yeah.
Then the following weekend is Blythe, not Prom. Blythe.
I was at Prom yesterday.
I have to go all next week.
I wanted to go look at the track and see if they did anything to it yet. I didn't make it over there.
I'd be curious to see. Hate to see any track just, you know, not being used, especially the next closest dirt track, which is Crump, you know. But
shit, they're not using Vegas either, other than three times a year.
But that's a super duper track. That's a half mile. But that is a nice track at Vegas. I wish they would use it more. Hey, who are we? Who are we to say that?
There's a nice go-kart track out there that kids would love to race on, but they shut that one down too.
I know.
I think that's gone, ain't it?
At the bowling?
Yeah, the one behind the bowling?
Yeah, it's still
there. Oh, I thought it was
gone. They still have the fans and everything.
Oh, I thought it was gone because of that off-road thing they got.
One of my buddies, I took one of my coworkers out to the bowling for the first time. He'd never been even in our race cars, so I was showing him all the different tracks
that's
out there.
That's the way to break him in.
I was showing him all the tracks. I was like, this is a go-kart track that back in the day was actually fun. And now it's those weeds growing out of it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. We don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff, I guess, but...
I was told from a credible source that the off-road track got bought out by Amazon to rent that part, the area. So that's why the Amazon, the off-road track doesn't.
But they don't use it for trailer parking or anything.
That
is,
it's full.
Oh, is it? Okay, so maybe I didn't know that. I haven't been by that area.
I drive by there almost twice a day.
You know, it's pretty sad when you know you make more money on a track just as a. To park trailers in the
dirt lot.
Yeah, than it is to do anything with it. Instead of kind of thinking, hey, this is not about the money. It's about the community and local, you know, togetherness.
Yep.
But
like I said, my coworker went out there and, like, I don't know what he was thinking. We went to the stockyard and a guy walked through our stockyard spot and started talking to us. And he was like, who the hell is that guy? I was like, honest, the guy, I have no clue. But when you're out at the racetrack, usually everybody is friends. Like, you usually don't see the...
I know. And, you know, it sucks is when, especially me, I'm the worst at, like, names and stuff. Like, somebody come up and talk and it's like, I guess that happened to me and you. We were on a cart. Some guys talking to us like they knew us from forever.
Yeah.
We drove away. I was looking at you like, hey, who are those guys? And you're looking at me like, I don't know who the hell is this.
Well,
they actually stopped us. They were in a car. We were in the cart. And they were like, hey, da-da-da-da. Like,
so Miller will probably say the guy's name, but it's a guy named Sean. That's all I know. And like I said, McMorrin stopped in front of us, and I took a picture of the car, and I sent it to McMorrin. I was like, not bad for an old washed-up racer. Messing with them, and he was like, oh yeah, I knew Miller and McMorrin for years, yeah. And Spencer Clark, and he started rounding off all these names. I was like, well, I don't know who the hell you are. And he knew who I was because he said my name.
That's funny.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then there's Miller. It's Sean Hazlitt.
No.
I still don't know who the hell he is, but he knew who I was.
You know, it's Sean. Come on.
Then he walked with my mom looking for a beer. My mom was like, I ain't got no beer for you. He's like, I put it down right here.
He lost his beer. I can't believe your mom stole his beer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but he was talking my ear off.
I don't even remember that name from racing in the past.
I was at AutoZone one time.
Oh, Lord.
And
he knows my brother. He went to Eldorado.
That's funny.
I was at AutoZone one time, and I was standing there talking to a guy. Must have talked to him for 20 minutes about the racetrack. I was getting parts for my race car. Everybody thinks I don't buy parts at AutoZone, but I do. But I talked to him for about 20 minutes about the racetrack. I get in the car. My wife says to me, who was that? And I said, hell if I know, his shirt said Pete.
Who the hell it was?
Must have been Pete. I said, his shirt said Pete on it, so apparently his name's Pete. I don't know.
You'll see a guy named Sean Wallstra. He's on my Facebook page. He comments on a bunch of racing things. Him and his dad go to the racetrack, been for years. I walked up to 7-Eleven. He's a manager at 7-Eleven, and I had no clue who he was. I paid. My name popped up on the screen because I punched in my phone number. And he's like, get up. The same Justin Griffiths that raced, right? And I was like, I am.
That's me.
And he was like, I used to follow you guys all the time.
Oh, that's
I'm like,
cool.
Oh, well, that's but
still don't know who you are.
Yeah.
But you meet so many different people and like the autograph sessions, like people walk up to you all the time. Like, hey, like the girl and Trump that they followed us around for, followed you around for years before. Joan.
Joan, yep. Yeah. Joan.
But she knew more about Gary than Gary knew about Gary.
Yes, she knew.
Where you race the neck, you used to race. Well, that's funny because...
the fun part.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know who your fans are and all that. And, you know, we take it for granted, just going out racing. That's what we like to do. But we don't realize there are people out there that watch and, you know, kind of get into...
Yeah, they've never been in a race car, but they idolize you.
Right. Oh, could be the number. Could be just who you are, what they've heard.
I had a lot of fans when my car was pink because people just connected with the breast cancer.
Right.
And I had Team LVMS with the ribbons all over. And then at one point I had autism awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I met so many people through that. But people that I never even thought would ever know who I was and just walks up and starts talking to me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool because there's people are out there making connections and stuff like that, and those are fans that, you know, you want to see come back over and over and over again. You know, same reason why, Gary's done the family-to-family connections touch a truck over the years. You know, we're going to miss it this year, unfortunately, because we're going to be busy on the first or whatever.
I'm going west.
But, you know, it's for those reasons. You go out there, you meet a ton of people. Of course, you've been part of that, too. And and you just meet so many people, and they remember the cars and the faces.
I remember the first year y'all conned me into that, putting people in my car every night.
Putting kids in your car.
Oh, I remember.
No, it wasn't just kids. It was everybody.
We break everybody in that way.
But it's fun, you know.
It was cool to
know that, you know, these are kids that, and there's some parents, too, that don't know what racing's about. Mm-hmm. It's cool to teach them a little bit about it.
And the same thing. One time we were at the autograph session here in Vegas, and it's cool to for the people that you give the tickets to. They come up, mm-hmm. and they remember you give the tickets. And, of course, you don't remember who you give the tickets
to.
And then they're like, oh, remember us? I'm like, oh, yeah. We're the ones that you gave the tickets to at Touch a Truck.
Yeah.
Oh, now I know. But, you know, as you say, you talk to so many different people.
Right.
You can't keep up with all of them.
Right. Exactly.
But it is nice to hear, hey, you gave us the tickets. And
right.
They actually use them.
Yeah.
And that's one fan that may keep coming back, you know, or they may bring a neighbor or a friend. And...
Yeah, there was one I don't remember. It was 5 or 6 years ago. We gave like 8 tickets to this group, and then this group ended up bringing out like 15 people.
Yeah,
they were all so, you know, and it's good to see that when you know
that's what it's about. You know, you may give out 50 tickets, and if one comes, you're doing good.
Yeah.
You know, it's one person that.
Speaking of trouble,
no.
Lynch.
Uh-oh. You got Jello shots? That's all I want
to
know.
Hey, it's your turn to make it. She gave you a Jello shot kit. Am I not mistaken?
Yeah, but she's got to make them to show me how to make them. So.
All right.
But that's another one. My kid Lucas idolizes Chloe. Absolutely loves that girl.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why, but like Sheila was laughing at us because as soon as he came down on the track for the autograph session, he bolted across the track. And he actually walked away. Lucas walked away by himself to go find Chloe again.
Right.
And that's what I said. When I'm out there, my kids get to kind of move because they've been out there 1,000 times. They know what they're supposed to do and not supposed to do. And he took my mom and my nephew on an adventure to go talk to Chloe and took pictures with her.
Well, that's cool, you know, and that's what Chloe, you know, makes connection with these younger kids. And she does it at different tracks that she goes to.
Because she looks like she's 12 still.
Yeah, you know,
I can't believe she's 19.
Right. Did she race the
Prolate
this week?
Okay. Yeah, they had some power steering issues, but...
Oh, I know all about that. Only in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's funny because it's probably just the Vegas thing.
Only in Vegas do I have
a
steering problem.
One whole year, my Charger stock, I think it was a hobby stock back then, but power steering issues. And I don't remember what I ended up doing, but I think I sold the car. I finally fixed it.
No, the problem is when you get rid of the car, there's no problem with the
steering. Exactly right.
Man, let me tell you. Trust me, I know all about those steering problems. But as they say, it only happens in Vegas. Yeah. It don't happen at any other track.
Operator error.
Well, you know, it's a different size. Of course, the RPMs turning are different and all that good stuff, I'm sure. Combination.
Sheila said lap 15.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sheila texted me on Sunday and said her when Chloe got out of the car, her arms were still shaking. And I said, I can't imagine because...
Hey, Gary's won on a bad power steering before, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I muscled that thing. My arms hurt, but hey.
So she got to run a full race at least, except, you know, obviously with power steering issues, but...
She finished 14th out of a solid field. I mean, with no power steering, you finished all 25 laps on the lead lap.
Sweet.
So.
Oh, that's a hell of a.
There's nothing bad there.
No, there's.
That's going to build up some muscle. Trust me.
Yeah.
Hope she's ready for the truck on the 25th.
You know, I know the prolates. There's some good talent. Yep. You know, in that.
Like Kyle Keller, we were just talking about Kyle Keller ran the ARCA race. He ended up winning the prolates on Saturday.
Right.
He left Phoenix and came to Vegas the very next day and won the prolates.
That's good. See, his priorities were at his local show. He'd get back to race his local track, so that's real cool to hear.
Like I said, Aaron McMorrin finished fourth.
Yep.
It's not bad for a washed-up racer.
Well, that's a hell of a finish. You know, who said he's washed up?
Ask him. He'll tell you himself.
You know, he's, you know, got out of racing, what, for a little while, he's probably concentrating on his kid and all that.
He's concentrating on my future sponsor.
I don't feel like he ever got out of racing. I felt like he just kind of, I feel like he did what I did. Like, I didn't really get out of racing because I'm still out there trying to help and everybody and, like, with the trucks and Blythe and my brother racing. And I feel like I'm.
Speaking of that, where was your brother?
In the stockyard.
No, he was up in the stands.
Oh, in the stands.
Why didn't he race?
I gave you his number. You can text him.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you were there. You're his brother. You probably talked to him.
You don't really answer my questions.
I mean, are there car issues? Or you don't know? Just
we've all met Gary. Come on.
Well, yeah.
He's in his own little world 80% of the time. I love him to death.
Well, I mean, the problem is you can't give him too much shit because you got a race car sitting there that you don't have out there, too, so.
I'm giving you crap. I won't.
His is race ready.
Okay. Yours could be race ready.
Anyway.
Do you get the itch once in a while watching? But, you know, I've
more than you realize.
You know, there's a lot of work involved. And it sucks when people get out of it for a little while because they get relaxed. And
I
like,
know. I can't get started because I got out of it.
Right? So it's like, you know, it's hard to get back in that groove because it's like so much work sometimes, you know. And you hear that a lot when guys get out of it for a little bit. You're like, man, this is a lot of work. You don't realize the work you went through to make it happen, you know.
So I think about it all the time. And now being in Blythe is different because I really want to try that track. And I'm standing in turn two right there with the action.
So how are you going to be in turn two right there with
the
action?
Exactly.
Right.
And go race the car at the same time.
My point exactly.
You're going to pull the car up there, throw the yellow, and jump back in and
hang out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you use that as an excuse. How about that? Mm-hmm. As long as you have that, you have a good excuse. No. Yeah. We'll go with that. But if you do need help getting your car together, give Gary a call.
I got nothing but time.
Sunday I text, or Saturday I texted him. I was like, are you in Vegas this weekend or not?
Well, it's tough because, you know, just because there's a race or no race that weekend or whatever, it doesn't mean you're not there. You know, there's a lot of stuff to...
And I'll be honest with you, this past race that I missed at the Bullring, besides what we have going in California, I don't remember the last time I missed a race at the Bullring. Again, besides what we got going in California, I missed the race. I had other things I was doing with race cars, but I don't remember the last time I missed a race.
You know, the other two or three days in town, you got to work to make a living, right?
You mean the other 2 days in town.
Right. I never see him in Vegas, so I see him on Tuesdays, and that's it.
The next Tuesday.
Yeah, the next Tuesday, right.
I've only been in town one day from then. That's okay. We're going forward.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
all that matters.
You know, it's a rebuild mode, basically getting a lot of stuff done and still a lot of work to go. It's not like, you know, a Vegas track where you're just handing over the baton to somebody else. There's still a lot of stuff. Not that there's not a lot of work at Vegas, but it does have a super duper speedway as an umbrella behind it.
Yep.
Speaking of that,
yes.
Sheila brought up a good point.
Oh, okay.
March 25th, the trucks will be in Vegas.
Yep,
the late model truck series kicks off its season for 23.
My coworker was like, hey, I'm going to come out with you guys. I was like, you won't see me. I'll be busy. Like, I would love to have a stock air spot and be sitting there drinking beer, having fun. But
I'm getting a stock air spot on the 25th. Spot
25. Just so I don't have it?
Nope. Just so I can go drink beer.
And can they barbecue too? So we have something to go eat.
That's right. After you guys are done over there, you can come over there.
We know where to go.
That's where Sheila can take the Jello shots. I don't know how much will be left for you guys, but hey.
Yes, she's absolutely right. The late model truck series will kick off its season at LVMS on the 25th, which is just basically a week away, a week and a half away. So that's going to be exciting.
We got a pretty rough next 3 or 4 weekends. So you just better strap in tight and let's roll.
Yep, that's about it. That's all you can do.
That's right.
Now that's going to be fun and exciting, as it usually is. So we hope to see everyone out there. At least the usual.
Yes, Sheila.
I'm not watching.
Yes, Sheila.
She said jealous shots.
Of course. Don't even ask. Don't even need to ask.
That's right.
You just
bring them because you like us.
We'll have a couple coolers to put them in.
No, that's always good.
Yeah, the Jello shots are always good. You're right.
Jello shots are always good. And I'm not a drinker, and those go down really smooth.
So. Yes.
I want to send a shout-out, though, for Dylan Ranke, because he came in fourth in the second main, and he messaged me and goes, Blythe is helping, because you can see the way he's driving and just learning Blythe, and you've got that different experience, and he's done a hell of a job.
You know, and he's obviously getting some seat time, some good experience out there. He travels to a couple different tracks, and I think that helps all together, and it's cool to see him down there at Blythe and enjoying the crowd down there. He said that's one of the best crowds that he's ever been in front of. And
I kind of want to see what happens April 1st, where he goes.
Oh, I have faith in him. I know where he is going.
Well, you know, we appreciate Dylan and what they bring to the table, and we appreciate them.
So Dylan volunteered his dad to flag if I need to go race.
Huh.
I don't know if you saw that a little bit ago.
No.
So I rolled up in his pits there in Blythe last race, and I said, Dylan, get on this golf cart. And he said, what the hell did I do? Am I in trouble?
No, I got a cool picture because Lucas was sitting in his car during the autograph session. And you see Dylan standing there wearing his Blythe Speedway hat. So,
oh yeah,
he's still representing.
I hope he's wearing that in Vegas too.
He is. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant in Blythe.
We went down to an Entree autograph session, and Lucas was like, "I want to get in." So I threw Lucas in the car, and you see Dylan standing next to the car wearing his Blythe Speedway hat. So,
that's my boy right there.
He represented.
That's my boy.
Yeah, we appreciate him, of course.
Wow.
Take the time, but we do appreciate everyone that. Travel.
That's a haul. He said he's going to try to run Blythe and then shoot down to Vegas, depending if we end early enough.
Oh, speaking of that.
Day race.
April 1st. Not, yes. You know, that's our next race. Yes. Our next race down there is a day race. That's a good thing. And you've done that before.
Yes,
you
I have.
Multiple tracks.
Listen, but that was an hour drive.
I know, hour and a half.
Not three.
Hey. We might have him a car down there, and he can have his car here.
Now we're talking about
that's
something.
That's right. And then he don't have to tow a car.
You got a private jet, too?
Well, when you're not hauling something.
That's right. When you're not hauling a car, you can haul a little faster.
I made it in 2 hours and like 20 minutes, I want to say, the last race.
No wonder the car broke down.
No, that was after the car broke down. That was when the car pissed me off.
He was trying to get that one to break down.
Right. Couldn't do it.
No, because even after 2 hours and like 30 minutes, Wyatt's texting me, where are you? I'm like, I'm fine. I am on my way.
Actually, he was sitting right next to me because we were wondering where you were.
Yeah, we just brought it up. And I think he was just pulling in. Or
I was trying.
And you did it. So.
And it was funny because Dylan was like, you should have told us. Because when I'm sitting in Searchlight, broken down at the Denny's, I see Dylan and his dad rolling up the hill going through Searchlight. I'm like,
when you had already worked it out, I was like, does one of us need to go pick you up or something? Because that would have been, an hour and a half-ish to pick you up and back. But you had already worked out.
Man, it really irritated me because after I got back to Enterprise and got my second rental car, they're like, oh, for $6, we could have brought a tow truck with the rental car on it, dropped it off
no
too.
Way.
And I'm
for
like,
$6.
I'm like, I sat on the phone for an hour with you and your freaking people.
Nobody told you.
And no one mentioned that one time because I was like, and I told the lady, she was like, well, I was like, can I get an ETA on the tow truck? And I was like, because I do have a deadline of I have to be somewhere. And you would think right then and there, they're like, oh, well, we can do this for you. No, never said that.
That's a pretty cheap tow truck for $6.
Yeah, right?
They're coming out there anyway, so we could just pick up. And then they were like, we got a location in Bullhead City, which it's about the same from Bullhead to Searchlight to Vegas to Searchlight. So I was like, I don't care where I go. I just need a freaking rental car at this point.
$6. If anybody doesn't know what happened, you were on your way to Blythe to... In a rental car.
And I left early. I was like, me and my daughter are going to go get some breakfast. We're going to make a day out of this. We're going to be good.
But you missed the meeting.
You lied to me. You said be here by noon.
Yeah.
And then I'm already on my way. I stop for Denny's. The car breaks down. He goes, well, I need you here at 10 o'clock. I'm like, you told me noon. He's like, I forgot to tell you. You think?
It wouldn't matter. You know, it probably worked out the best where you broke down.
Yeah.
So
now next time Dylan's going, he's going to be looking for a rental car with Justin.
Anybody broken down on the side of the street.
See if it's Justin. That's not Justin.
Nope,
keep going.
Oh, well.
But on a side note, huge shout out to Mike Miller. Swept the weekend in the Bombers or factory stocks.
Oh, they had a double main. So that's cool. And he got both. Wow, sweet. He was starting to wonder if he was ever going to win again, wasn't he?
Sam Jacks wins the Super Stocks, completely dominated that.
In
Justin Johnson's
car. Which, too bad we don't see Justin Johnson in something. I'm sure we will soon.
Junior Lates was won by Caden Cordova. Skid Plates.
They have a bunch of cars, huh?
Yeah.
Skid Plates now.
Well, now there was only eight. I thought there was more. There had been more because they had the Battle of the Badge also, which was the cops and firefighters.
Okay.
And that was won by Ed Shoemaker. Out of the five cars in that, one, I feel like he's done that before because the way you guys made that seem, he made it seem like it was the easiest thing ever.
Oh.
I'm like, holy crap. Like, apparently it's not as hard as it looked.
It depends on the car he was in too, I think. You know, I think it all makes a difference. But if you haven't tried...
He was in Racer X.
Oh. They must have fixed it. Well, when you care about... Maybe he didn't care about damaging somebody else's car. I did. If it was me, I don't know.
And Jake Bowman won the Legend cars. That kid's got talent. That's 71. I don't know if you paid attention to the last couple. But he runs down to Tucson also and does really good down there too, so.
Cool.
Dylan said I need to be waiting on the curb for him.
Thumbing around.
Thumbing, yeah. Bring your flags. Uh-huh. The yellow flag for him so he can't miss you.
It was funny because I was like, who do I know that's coming up here? Who do I know? And I was like, okay, well, and I'm early enough. I was like, if I'm going to see somebody, they're going to come through Searchlight. And it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. I was like, and I just sat down at the dinner table at the Denny's. I'm looking out the window and I see Dylan. I'm like, well, that was a good chance.
I didn't have my thumb out.
Yeah,
far enough.
Exactly. Wasn't looking for him. No, that's
but I made it regardless.
Yes, you did. Thank you for going the extra mile to get there and making it.
Trust me.
And I wouldn't rent that car next time.
Yeah. Ask for American made car.
That's right.
Freaking Meineke. No, I'm shut up.
Yeah, get an American made car next time.
Well, the second car was a Nissan.
Oh, that's just as bad.
I have a Nissan outside that I'd like to blow up, so I could agree to that.
Like I said.
No. That's because I let one of Gary's friends work on it.
I don't have no friends.
I've had a lot of work done by that same person. I never have a problem, but it just depends.
On his mood.
Yeah. I mean, you've had a motor from him that's got probably over 100-something thousand miles on it now still, right? And it still runs. But
I had two vehicles that...
Yeah, see? Dylan. Ask for a Crown Vic and you can go race it.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Multiple.
I wonder if I can get a triple one.
First with one thing. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I think there's a purple one sitting around I can go find.
No, you can locate that in the crusher.
Oh, no.
I believe it's still sitting there.
And,
I haven't been there in a year, but I think it's still there.
And it does crank. It doesn't crank. We had it kind of running.
Recently. That's right.
Might need a fuel pump. Well, might need a fuel pump.
And we're going to get it running.
Yeah.
We're going to get it running so we can drive it to the crusher instead of
driving it to the racetrack.
Hey, we're kind of close enough to the racetrack. We can drive it.
Tell you what, if it does any weird demonic stuff, we'll drive it into the ditch down at Blythe.
Okay.
Right next to but it has to be some demonic stuff like floats.
With heat
not in the water. I'm talking in the air.
Oh, I was going to say, we can see a float in the water.
Anyways, hey, real quick.
No, that's
an
okay car.
I want to bring up. It's okay now. We're getting somewhere. Now it's okay. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Just want to say if you want earbuds for your race car or you need hearing aids, get a hold of Cindy at Hear Clear, 725-333-4327. She'll come to you and fit you for the earbuds you need. She'll probably even do it out at the racetrack if you want. So get a hold of her, 725-333-4327. Hear Clear, get a hold of Cindy Clark. She will take care of you. Also, you need some graphics for your race car. Or even wrapped. Get a hold of Mike at Reliable Banner. Tell him Gary sent you. Go to Reliable Banner. They're right there on, what is that, Smoke Ranch in Decatur?
Yep, right on the corner. Can't
just
miss
stop
him.
In and ask for Mike. Tell him Gary sent you and you want some graphics. He'll take care of you. So check it out. Of course, we're out of time. So thanks again, Justin. And we're also going to flip over to... Are we doing Blythe?
No, not next week.
Next week. Okay. Next week we're going to do Blythe on the 21st. But go to the LVMS on the 25th to watch the Late Model Truck Series out at LVMS. Of course, LVMS has a race that weekend too. There's other stuff, but you're going to want to watch the Late Model Truck Series out there on March 25th. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you also live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. and also for the Blythe show at 7:05 next week.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Are you done?
Good.
Thanks for listening. Thanks, everyone.
See you next week. Thanks for listening.